The beauty of the Easter season is that it never wants us just to be complacent. But rather, as we on Easter Day celebrated a new day, the new day of the resurrection. And last Sunday, then moved into that very new day of the very knowledge of the forgiveness of our sins, that divine mercy that is poured out upon us. My brothers and sisters, as we become aware of this great joy of Easter, of the resurrection, of the mercy offered to you and to me, as we come to that understanding, we're not to be complacent. But what I would say is, we are called to take action. And the action is what we hear in the gospel. It's what we heard in the very first reading of St. Peter. To become a witness. A witness of these very things. Of the new day given to us by Christ. Of His mercy being poured out upon us. In a way, it's to be able to understand and to act to move closer. Or what I like to say, to go deeper. Deeper into the very heart of Jesus Himself. Into His very love. Because we can never be complacent with love. Love never has a ceiling. It can always go one step farther. And so when we're talking about relationship with Christ, when we're talking about the risen one, the one who continues to live, who wants a relationship with you and me, we can always go deeper. We can always act and move closer to Christ. That's what He does when He comes into their midst. Christ is calling the apostles to move closer, to come deeper into Him. When He says, you know what, see me. See my hands and my side, my feet. But don't, I'm not a ghost. Come and even touch me. Move closer to me. Be a part of me. And my brothers and sisters, that's the resurrection. That's the very knowledge. That's the awareness that we have. That's the understanding. But it also requires us to act upon it. To be able to move. To be a witness. To say, you know what? This resurrection changes me. I want to draw closer to Christ. I want to be one with Him. And as I move closer, can I come a little bit closer to the tabernacle even yet? Knowing that Christ is right in there. Can I continue to become close enough to Him to where we are never separated? To where sin can never divide? That, my brothers and sisters, is our daily task. That is what Christ is asking of each and every single one of us. Myself especially. Will you move closer to me? Will you come into a deeper relationship with me? To where we have communion. To where we are one. And that oneness grows more and more every day. That is what Christ is asking of us when He says, now you are these witnesses. Because it was first the apostles. They witnessed to the resurrection. They moved closer to Christ in order to be one with Him. And those people that they called, that they were able to instruct, that they were able to make aware and to understand, they too then wanted to move and to act to be closer to Jesus. And then the people they taught to their own children, to their grandchildren, to where it has been passed on year after year, decade after decade, century after century, and now millennial after millennial. We are now the ones meant to pass on what has been given to us, what we are aware that is true, that Christ has risen from the dead, that His divine mercy is being poured upon us. We understand that. And now do we take the action to move closer to Him? To go deeper. Deeper into His love. Because that's how we become a witness. That we're able to show the world. We're able to show those around us. We're able to show our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, our co-workers, even the complete stranger, that the event of Jesus still living, of Him being resurrected, is what I want to move closer to. That's why Christ calls us to keep the commandments. Why we hear in the second reading of John saying that we will know that you love Christ when you keep His word, when you keep His commandments, all that He taught. Because everything in Scripture has been fulfilled in Him. So as we follow those very commandments, that life is sacred from the moment of conception to natural death, that we care for the poor and the needy, that we come to the very help of those who are in distress. That, my brothers and sisters, is being able to move closer to Christ. When we keep the commandments of marriage and the very act of conjugal love according to the teachings of Christ, what we're doing is we're moving closer to Him. We're being a witness. We're growing deeper into His very life, His very commandments, His very love. When we keep the commandments of prayer, the reverence of Mass, and the sacraments, we're aware, we're understanding, but what we're actually doing is then taking it a step farther, growing deeper into the very action of love of God Himself. And my brothers and sisters, then, we should examine our own life to see where God then is calling each of us deeper into Him. To enter into His heart in a much more intimate way. So that way we are truly His witnesses, transformed by the God who still lives, who has conquered sin and death, who pours out His mercy upon us. And all we desire is to act upon it, to be one with Him. And so let us go deeper, each and every single day, as if to wake up in the morning to say, Lord, how can I love You as deep as possible? And then when we go to bed, to be able to say, Lord, you know what? I bet You I can get still a little bit closer yet. I bet You I can go a little bit deeper into that heart tomorrow. And we make that our very goal. Striving for that perfect unity, which we call sanctity, holiness, a future saint, one who is with God forever in heaven. And so let us be His witnesses. Let us go deeper into Him to be united in love with Him each and every day, growing closer so that we may be with Him forever in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.